Recording from atop our second floor studio, right here on the corner of Detroit's 8 Mile and Woodward, you're listening to The Products of Public School. We are a show that's overly sarcastic and borderline offensive with a touch of intentional ignorance. Now, what we're here to do is we're here to discuss this week's weirdest, wildest, and most ridiculous things that we find on the internet. Every so often, this noise is heard. That means someone said something really funny or made a very valid point. We try to calculate those up by the end of the show to determine who's better than the other person. My name is Patrick. Along with me is Karma.
Hello.
And Glenn.
Hey, hey.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, my God. I have to tell you guys about this piece of content I found on the internet.
Where did you find it?
BunnyEars.com. You know how sometimes you find something on the internet and you're like, I don't really know if this should be public information?
Right.
Like,
that's
this
90%
is
of
one.
My internet searches. Yeah. 90% of my internet
right.
searches.
I've seen his search history.
So, this is the actual beginner's guide to faking your own death.
Beginner's guide to faking your own
like
death.
Like Machiavelli
Correct.
Style, Tupac style.
Yeah, like legit faking your own death. So, let me ask you guys, if you were going to fake your own death, what way do you think you would do it?
Nobody. That's how I'd have
oh,
to do it.
Oh, absolutely nobody. I'd immediately shave my fingertips.
Well, but no. Like what incident or how would you...
Oh, murder.
You would just murder yourself?
No. I'm saying if I had to fake my death, it would be...
You
yeah,
would want them to fake
would,
you
no,
were
I'd have to. No, I'd have to murder somebody and then be like, oh, well, I gotta
oh,
disappear
well,
now.
That's a body then.
No, not my body.
If I won the lottery, I might fake my own death.
That's
Take
kind of a good idea,
me.
Actually.
Yeah, well, let me like, get a chunk, bro. Damn.
Like, no, I just like, you know.
Yeah, take us with you,
like
though.
Like a big
take
publicity
Take our
stunt,
families with you.
But it's just me faking my own death. What I would do is if I decided to fake my own death, say like if I won the lottery or something, or if I was just running away, I would have to try to think of what's the easiest way I would go about this. So I would always say there would have to be nobody. I think I would end up going missing.
Oh,
missing is always
good.
Yeah, missing
right,
always
and you
good.
Can't have
that is good.
You can't have something as in you're kidnapped and you have someone fake a ransom.
No.
You can't involve anyone
you're
else.
Getting
like I said,
the
you
cops involved.
Probably
no.
keep it as simple as possible.
Plus, you got to know a guy to get you new birth certificates,
right.
new social security
but
cards.
If you go hiking in the like the Swiss Alps, and you just never come home. Boom, dead. After a while, they would have to consider you dead. And if you, like, magically took out all your money, too, you know?
Well, there are thousands of ways to fake your own death, but there's only 4 ways that actually are successful. 2 of these ways involve murder, which is kind of along
okay,
the lines of what Glenn was saying, and another way involves exactly what you are just speaking of. So, the first
nice.
Way...
We know how to do this.
Yeah,
maybe
we got this.
Thought, maybe we've thought about it once or
yeah,
twice.
Yeah, the first way... would be to first obtain a body. Now, things you may not have thought. This person has to be so genetically similar to you that it would be mistaken for you. So,
you gotta know blood type.
But that's why
yes.
I said the first
you
thing
you
gotta
take
do,
fingernails, finger toes.
That's yeah. why you skip all that. No body.
Well, wait a
go,
minute.
Go
we're,
missing.
We're currently discussing.
First, you have to get a body. Okay.
Yes. So
let's
you
get
also
a body.
Have to find
from
out.
Place, from
does this body double have any scars or tattoos that you don't have? Equally, if you have a tattoo they don't have, you now gotta make sure they have that tattoo. There are several ways a medical examiner can identify a body, and you're going to need to fool
can
them.
Can we guess these?
You got to chop off the hands,
there's so
the
much
head.
To guess.
You know,
yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
It's fingernails, teeth.
Fingerprints.
Fingerprints,
fingernails, too, teeth.
Oh, DNA
there's
in there.
DNA in that.
Yeah.
So I thought there's something
the
with
off.
Your,
Chop the head off.
Toes, too, because you got your toes yeah. are all different.
There's also pacemakers, surgical
but doesn't
scars.
Doesn't DNA blow a hole in that whole story?
Abnormal genitalia. Whatever
identify abnormal genitalia.
Yeah. Dong was never this big. Trust me, I know.
So you definitely tattoos are a really big one. A lot of people that fake their death don't consider the tattoos or piercings thing, and that is a really easy way to get caught. So method number 1: die in a fire. Now, but wait a minute,
doesn't
there's...
have any head, arms. Or no hands, feet, or
DNA.
Head. And it was burned down in a house. I don't know what happened. What? The head must have just incinerated.
But you could never have a broken bone, though, because they could find that.
That is true. Now that you've abducted the body, it's time to get to
work. I thought about this, by the way.
Fire happens every day and sometimes people die. It's very unfortunate for them, but great for you. So you need to establish a timeline with anyone from your old life without raising suspicion. Simple stuff like posting on your social media about having diarrhea so you'll be staying in that evening.
Something that someone would believe. Yes. Why would you be posting something like that?
Because like, you don't want someone showing up and being like, hey, let's do some drinking when you're in the middle
of diarrhea again, sorry.
Yeah. I would just be like, hey, Taco Bell, I ain't going nowhere.
Right. No, you don't want to post things like, I'll be watching Final Destination on Netflix, because what you watch on Netflix and what you do can be looked up, so you don't want to do that. Now, here's the tricky part. You actually need to burn your body double alive. Not only that,
so you have to murder somebody now. Yes.
The fire needs to spread naturally. You cannot use an accelerant because fire/arson investigators will catch that immediately. The reason you can't kill your body double first is because smoke inhalation wouldn't happen, so it wouldn't be believable. You need to make sure they're alive when you burn the place down.
Because
it's not
in their lungs. You
gotta have smoke in the lungs. But yes.
Again, like I said, this is all what I tried skipping in my scenario. This is way too complicated, and now you're a murderer.
I've already had all this planned. I've been good.
If you want to fake your own death, how does that jump you right over to, well, you now have to kill somebody?
Well, listen, it's going to cover this. This is a beginner's guide.
It's a beginner's guide to murdering somebody.
There's other options. This is only number one. So, you could break their legs, but then that's easy to detect if someone has broken legs. So, the other option, besides tying them down or drugging them, would be to first become a hoarder. This is going to push back your timeline a lot, but it's going to make a lot more sense in the end.
Take 2 years and just start collecting
Collecting stuff. For at least 6 solid months, collect newspapers, magazines, anything that keyword burns quickly.
Junk mail. That's junk all you mail. Have to do.
Yeah, just go to CVS a couple times.
Get a couple receipts.
Get 4 receipts and your house is trash.
Yeah.
Buy a bottle of water from CVS twice a day and have like 400 feet of receipts.
Yeah, a pack of gum, 4 feet receipt. Right. Yep, hit that up
and
3-4 times
a
day.
I get
you're
like
good.
4 pounds of junk mail a day.
Yeah, I'm shocked your mailbox can even support the weight of the junk mail.
None of
get.
It's addressed to even me.
It's crazy.
It's really not.
It's not even addressed to me.
Okay, so as you're hoarding this stuff, you want to make sure you're inviting your same friends and family over because
you want to show them.
Yes, but you don't want to directly point out, hey, look, I'm hoarding this. You want them on their own to email each other and be like, oh, I'm really concerned about Pat. He's
so
really hoarding.
So once it hits the intervention stage, you know you're set.
Mm-hmm.
See, once they call
an
intervention.
I'm too lazy, I think, to fake my own death because this is a lot of work.
This is what I would skip out on all this.
This is a lot of work.
Nobody. You don't have to kill anybody. Mine's
wait a minute. We're going to get to yours
I'm
shortly.
I'm
going to
write a article for bunnyears.com.
I'm sure they would take you. It's bunnyears.com.
Is that like Bunny Ears on the TV?
Ooh,
or is it Bunny Ears like a Playboy bunny?
I genuinely don't know. But next, you need to have oil-soaked rags as well as other flammables such as batteries laying around. Once again, make sure your friends and family notice this. Okay, so now that you have your accelerants in place, now it's time to head out to the bar, meet your victim, get them comfortably drunk, invite them back, and you're basically going to get them so blackout drunk they're going to pass out.
I've never left a bar with a dude ever. Ever.
You want to go play some Xbox?
No.
That's about as far as the conversation would get. So again, this article is now telling you to run out and how to plan a murder?
Yes.
This okay,
well, that was just method one, though.
But they're planning on, okay.
I mean, they are, like I said, there's some things that you look at and say, wow, I don't know if this should be on the internet.
Yeah,
this
right,
is one
okay,
of them.
Right.
Okay, method number two is an industrial accident. This also happens a lot.
Way.
Machines are relentlessly killing, relentless for killing. So why not stage a machine injury? Once again, this is going to require the same steps as number one.
This is way too complicated already. You're going to have to kill somebody too in this one.
Well, the same exact steps. You gotta meet someone, get them drunk.
This is what I'm saying. I thought this is just faking your death, not becoming a serial killer. Hey,
bro, you want to come back to my house and see my trash compactor?
However, no. In this
one, I got a really cool tool shed.
In this one, you don't need to become a hoarder because it's a machine accident. However, you still have
to kill somebody.
However,
go hiking in the Alps.
2 years prior to the machine accident, you need to develop a drinking problem, and you need to make sure your friends. So that way, when you have your machine accident, people say, oh, well, I bet Glenn was just drunk. So there's that route.
Snowblower.
I could disappear. You guys would be like,
quick tip. Out. Never leave notes and always make sure the night that you plan your accident and the following day you have plans with friends and family so it looks legit. If you tell your friends and family, no, I'm really busy, it's not going to be legit.
This is way too complicated again.
Method number three, lost at sea.
See, this is a good one. Just jump off the cruise boat and have a little
No, no, no,
much
you
like
can't.
Going on a
There's
hike.
There's more steps.
Do you have to kill somebody in this
nope,
one?
Nope, not this one. However, you need to spend a few years.
Why are you
years...
so against murder, by the way?
I'm just saying you're trying to fake your own
you're
death.
You're so against murder.
Like, commit homicide is all I'm saying. It sounds like you're adding way too much.
But if you get away
it.
With it, you're good.
You'd say that about anything.
All right, so you want to get lost at sea. First, you need to learn how to scuba. But you must do it very covertly. What they suggest is learning from someone off Craigslist. But make sure you show up wearing your full wetsuit and goggles.
You might be murdered and raped. Somebody on Craigslist?
Meet somebody on Craigslist and just show up in a wetsuit and goggles.
The guy might think you're a weird dipshit. However, you're paying them, so what do they care? Once you learn how to scuba, you can next plan your location.
Again,
they
this is
suggest,
way too into it.
They suggest finding a pier. And the reason for that is that it's much easier to get to shore. Never plan for the center of the ocean. Never plan for anything like that. You want to.
This is all you have to do to get lost at sea. You get on a boat, just like the Dexter finale. You get on a boat in a storm, and then you never come home.
Look, this lost person on Bunny Ears sea. Has experience with
barely
with
he's
dying.
Faked his death
yes.
three times now?
Three different
yes.
ways?
Three different
four.
Ways.
It's four ways.
Oh, it's four ways. Through his great research.
So, you want to also obtain a jet ski or moving vehicle such as a sea bob or sea scooter. However,
so theft now.
You Thievery. Must take into consideration the miles per hour you can go. The sea scooter is like $300, but it only goes 2 miles per hour max.
Yeah, it's
so you're
moped.
Just not getting anywhere very quick. Instead,
slowest
the
getaway ever.
Sea bob, $30,000, but it goes about 12 miles per hour. You want to make sure that no one can link the Seabob purchase to you, because now they're going to be like, hey, where's Glenn's Seabob? It's gone, and
get
so
in
is
a boat,
Glenn.
Go out to sea, get in another boat, leave that boat there, lost at sea.
Blow it up.
No, you don't even have to go. Just leave it there.
Yep.
He's gone.
Ghost ship.
He's gone. Something happened to him.
But you know what none of this is talking about, too? How you access your money, how you access your
well, like I said,
your
I
license, your card, your passport.
Take all your money out. Go on a hiking trip in the Alps, right?
But no one does that.
And then
no
rip
one
up your tent and make it look like Bigfoot
account.
Did it and then just dip
yeah, nobody
out.
Ever
right.
gives out their whole bank account.
Yeah, right. yeah. So you have to slowly
well,
start
then you gotta
funneling
get a new
money
passport.
Away.
Yeah, you got to get a new passport, new well, identity. They're not even talking
find.
About that.
Well, you can buy it.
Okay.
You know, you got
so,
a guy? Well, I don't have a guy.
Well,
you got a guy?
I don't have a guy, no.
Well, okay, no one asked, we haven't asked, I guess the where I'm confused at is how serious do you need to fake your own death? Because the first couple steps involve a lot of murder and theft.
Well, along I'm thinking,
with
I'm
serious
you gotta,
then.
Like, that's like the
it's
mobs
like
after
on
you.
On a scale
or,
of 1 like, to 10, that's a level 10 serious.
Like, that is a very serious.
But I'm thinking you already murdered somebody.
No.
So then you have to murder somebody to get out of that murder?
No,
and that's
now,
why you have to
that's
go
now
down.
It's a vicious murder.
Cycle.
That's
yeah.
what that is. That's not
yeah. It's a vicious cycle, a, but yeah.
No one wants that to happen there. But
okay.
I was just saying, like, if you wanted to fake your own death because you wanted to get out of an arranged marriage or you won the lottery and you wanted everyone to leave you alone or something like that.
Now,
or
the solution to an arranged marriage would also be murder. Marriage over.
Yeah. Can't get married if you're dead, right?
Well, him. Like, if you just kill him, well, yeah, that's no where
this
marry.
Article would have taken yeah. it immediately.
Okay, all right, so check this out.
First, kill your spouse.
So, you want to disappear at sea. First, you hide the oxygen tank. Second, you fall over, you dive directly down, you get the oxygen stash, you immediately scuba over to where your sea bob is, you hop on that, you get to shore. But here's something no one thinks of.
Building an underwater, like, unit you can go live in. That's the next thing, right?
Oh, like,
just
like
build
Atlantis?
An underwater apartment and that stay too. There instead.
That too. Maybe. Listen to this, though. When you reach your exit point, you're never going to walk on the sand. Walking leaves footprints. Always roll out of the water and keep rolling. It is actually. Yeah, I'm telling you.
I'm not going to lie. That's pretty gangster.
It is.
Face print really on one is. Side over and over and over
yeah.
again.
Now, you want to make sure that wherever you go to, you've already pre-hitting your clothes, your like all the stuff you need there. And you want to make sure that as soon as you get there, you just get your new clothes on and then you just walk away. You are now a brand new person.
Like, is it like a Method James Bond level four. Of needing to kill yourself or pretend you're dead?
Method number four is the absolute easiest way to fake a death. You befriend a medical examiner, which is actually easier than you think, especially in a small town.
Right. No one wants to be hang out with a dude that plays with the dead body all day, right?
Pay them some money, explain your situation to them, but do all of this very discreetly. Make sure that you learn about them first. Make sure they're not a loose cannon.
You gotta have
and whatnot.
Some blackmail on them too.
That
would be the best way to do it.
I agree. Yeah,
just hire a private a PI or a private dick. And then they can follow him around for a little bit. Because you know they're just either going to be like some necrophilia or something on
there.
Like,
something.
If he's banging a dead body mm-hmm. in there, and be like, yo, you tell everyone I'm dead
sucker.
Or I'm telling
I got
everyone
your
on
ass.
You.
Yeah.
And then you're off to Acapulco.
Exactly. So.
You go to Mexico?
Yeah.
I'm so not going to Mexico.
Why? No one
Mexico
looks for you in Mexico.
Is nice.
I'm going to Asia.
You could take $100 and live on it for like 6 months.
I'm going to Asia.
Unless your lip swells up and you need medical help.
Right, there's that.
In which case,
and you got to go to a country, too, that doesn't expedite.
Extradite.
Expedite.
That's
countries
awesome.
Don't have fast shipping somewhere. Which ones
damn
are
damn you Amazon?
Right. So obviously, I'm not going to any country that doesn't have Amazon.
So, what did you guys think of the article?
Well,
it was pretty interesting,
well,
wasn't
I
it?
I said I needed to know more intent of why you were thinking about faking your own.
That's
death.
Not what the article's about. It's not about why. It's about how.
Yeah. Well, but, like I said, it'd have to be something pretty serious.
They didn't mention having a guy. You got to have a guy. You need that passport.
The less people who know, the better.
But you yeah. have to have the guy.
If you change your identity enough, you can just go live in Ohio.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
The IRS will find your ass.
Yeah, there's 300 million people
Kentucky.
Out there.
The IRS
you
will find
You go live
your
in
your
the Smoky
Missouri,
Mountains, you're good.
Alabama.
The yeah, IRS places will find nobody goes yeah. like Idaho.
The Ozarks.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Next up, from eatthis.com, the worst restaurant dishes of all time. Do you guys have any that are like
the McRib?
No, this is like actual restaurant.
Actual
yeah,
okay.
actual restaurant dishes. Have you ever
have
ordered
one.
Oh, tell us.
Fajitas.
Look,
it could be amazing, but you get that sizzling steak and it comes out medium rare and it's beautiful. And then by the time you get your freaking taco all filled in,
oh, it's extra,
it's
extra
fried.
Well. That
that's
is true.
Because that goddamn sizzling plate.
But that's not that's
but
not
this
a,
is specific
a deal breaker
dishes.
For me in fajitas.
This
it's
is
not a deal breaker.
It's
a flank steak. What are you like? A medium rare flank steak? I mean, not that
I,
I'm just
about
saying,
it.
What's your dish?
What that I can't stand at a restaurant?
At a restaurant, yes.
I like. I don't order stuff I don't like.
I do not like the Parmesan garlic wings at Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm not referring to the spicy ones. I'm referring to the one
oh,
that
the
is not
ones?
Spicy.
Yeah,
I think they are awful.
Oh, is it too
absolutely
much Parmesan or whatever?
No, it's not any of those things. They're just not good. It's not Parmesan-y. It's not garlicky. It's not spicy.
Well,
it's
like,
just
you know what
bad.
I, oh, yeah, there's. I do dislike a dish usually at restaurants. Homemade, air quotes, mac and cheese.
Never good.
Oh,
it's
never
good.
Good.
Yep.
It's never
yeah,
good.
Yeah, homemade,
and homemade
right from the box.
Soup, my ass. Yeah, homemade soup,
yeah.
too. Well,
most,
I'm calling bullshit.
No, most places do the soup, but the homemade mac and cheese is usually just like noodles thrown in with like Vegemel and like American cheese mixed in.
This
it's,
is
it's
true.
Usually gross. So that would be my one that I don't like at restaurants. Hot dogs at restaurants? No.
Well, but these are specific dishes. You guys aren't understanding what I'm asking.
I ordered a specific dish.
So the very first specific dish is actually Applebee's. It is the salsa verde beef nachos. Let me tell you what comes on it. You guys tell me if you would get it or not. It is beef queso cheese. Queso cheese, I usually hate at restaurants. I love it in real life. I hate it at restaurants. It has chili. It has sour cream. It has jalapenos. It has peppers. And the reason people said it was awful was that the salsa tasted bad, and it was 1,300 calories.
So it's almost your entire daily intake of calories.
That's a lot of calories.
I love nachos, though. I would absolutely have it.
If the main part of it tastes bad, like the salsa that's all over it,
you're done.
Then it's the whole thing's done. Yeah,
can't do it.
I don't care what good stuff you
Buffalo Wild Wings queso is disgusting.
Never had it.
It's the
worst queso I've ever. It's not even edible. I love queso. I can't eat it. It is absolutely disgusting. All right, next we have Olive Garden's pot pie. It's called the Italiano Nana's Kitchen Sink.
Olive Garden?
Out the gate, would you have it?
No, it's because it's at Olive Garden.
A pot pie kitchen sink? That sounds awful.
Yeah.
No, it's just everything in it.
Pot pie's supposed to be just gravy, couple vegetables, and chicken, dude.
Yeah. This is cheese, baked ziti, zucchini, meat, meatballs, sausage, meat sauce, and more.
That sounds horrible.
It does. In a
it's
pot
too
pie?
Much. Too much stuff.
In a pot pie?
There's no reason to put it in a...
No, it's just the receptacle of what it's in.
There's no reason to put that in a pie. Like, in a pie dish.
Well, because if you just think
it,
about
it already
this
has
way,
noodles. You don't need
if
to
you
also
take it
put
out
it in a pie.
And you put it on a plate, would you eat it? No. And the same thing, if I put it in a pot pie, would you eat it? No.
Chili's loaded boneless wings. This is another thing
I don't want.
First
of all, boneless wings are not a thing. That's disgusting.
I agree. But loaded wings.
It's a chicken nugget.
Right. So this is wings that are breaded and deep fried.
See, you already lost me with breaded wings. Done. Already out.
Smothered in white queso, a three cheese blend, applewood smoked bacon, ranch dressing, chopped onions, regular onions, and more.
Can we guess the calories of this?
Sure.
It's got to be at least 1,200, dude. At least 1,200. That sounds awful.
On a breaded wing? Serving, the calories is almost 1,500.
Well, I...
Holy shit, really?
They lost me on chicken wing, I think.
Oh, you also have sour cream.
But those chicken wings, to me, are the biggest waste of money. It's not any meat.
Because you don't like them. Yeah,
there's no meat on there.
If you put...
$20 for 4 bites of chicken. Yeah.
If you put all this crap on a wing... You just don't like wings. Like, just like people that smother their steaks and all kinds of stuff.
Or don't.
A good steak doesn't need all that crap on it.
No, steak smothered's good. You can get, like, with onion and mushroom.
No, that's not what I'm referring to. I'm referring to A1 dumped all over it. Like, a good steak doesn't
need
that.
Then they melt the cheese and the mushroom. That's too much, dude. Mm-hmm. If it's a good steak.
Speaking of good steak places, shout out to Metro. I think it's called Metro City Meats. Oh, my God. My husband loves going there.
I'm going to try it.
It's a butcher, just a little small family-owned business.
Awesome. Where's it at?
Van Born and Wayne, basically.
Oh, new shop then, eh?
It's been around a couple years. They have the absolute best of the best of the best. Your family would love it. And it's really good prices. Super, super good prices.
I'm down to try it.
So how much are they paying you?
No, they're not, but they should be.
She's getting the advertising
money.
They should
be the sponsor because they are out of this world. All right, next we have the Longhorn Steakhouse Steak Frites.
Oh, steak frite or whatever.
Oh, is it frite?
F-R-I-T-E-S.
Yeah, so it's like breaded and fried, right?
Well, it is the fatty cut of steak on top of a bed of French fries.
Oh, no.
Smothered in gravy with cheese, as well as a special sauce that includes wine, bone marrow, and butter, chives, and onions.
Oh, wine and butter, it's fine.
It's too much.
Wine and butter is in everything delicious,
yeah.
I can tell you.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you. I love bone marrow,
you know what?
Too.
All of these...
It sounds overly complicated.
It's too much stuff. It's too much of them, that baked ziti thing.
If you do something right,
wings,
do one thing right, not put a thousand
things on
it.
Just make a damn good wing.
Yeah.
Make a good wing, and you don't need all that
bullshit.
Sour creams, and I don't remember what all was on there. It was a ton of ranch and onions, and this one is Friendly's Forbidden Chocolate Ice Cream Sandwich made with Frosted Fudge Pop-Tarts.
That's weird.
Well,
it's
no.
a lot. It's oh, a by lot
the
way,
I bought
stuff.
My kids the Pop-Tart cereal. It's new. Have you heard of it?
No, oh, I couldn't
shame
do
on
that
you.
It
was a Pop-Tart cereal. Really bad. It sounds like dessert.
It was awful. Yeah, they didn't like it.
Diabetes.
Yeah, they didn't like it. Yeah.
No kidding.
They said they didn't like it.
You ever see that?
And
how
I
it's
failed
made?
2 weeks in a row too because I got them what is it? Sour Warheads or no? Sour Patch Kids made a cereal, so I got them that last week.
That sounds like it.
Just why something to try because they love Sour Patch Kids.
As with milk on it,
I don't need it.
I don't know.
And they were like, "Dude, that sucks." And then the next week, I struck out with the Pop Tart cereal, so I was.
And you probably paid $4 a box.
Oh yeah, I was 0 for 2.
Do people really like Pop Tarts?
No.
My kids love Pop-Tarts.
Well, I know producer Zach likes lives off Pop-Tarts. But
he is like a 12-year-old, but grown taller.
But I don't know. Every time I've had a Pop-Tart, I'm like, I immediately regret the decision.
Pop-Tarts are just like Eggos. You thought it was so good until you bought a box as an adult and you're like, oh.
It's because when you're a kid, they were a special treat when your parents
true.
Were getting them for you.
Right.
Just like
because
Fruit Roll-Ups.
Because that $5 box, yeah, exactly.
Have you guys tried a Fruit Roll-Up
as
an
awful.
Adult? They are so disgusting.
It dissolves and sticks to your teeth.
Yeah.
It's fucking
the
terrible.
Thing is they were always like that for just, but
no,
kids,
but
they
like good.
It. But
I used to love those Gushers. Remember those?
They're not
fucking disgusting.
Directed towards
Yeah, those
us.
Are gross. Disgusting. You know what's not gross, though? Your wife's jam.
Yeah.
That is some
homemade from the
real
garden.
Fruit
yeah,
roll-up.
Homemade.
Oh, my God. You guys should sell it's that stuff. You guys should get that Metro City Meats to carry that jam. Man, delicious.
It's
all right.
Too much work.
Next, we have the IHOP Cinnamon Swirl Brioche French Toast.
Everything
that sounds
IHOP's
great.
Disgusting.
No, it sounds great, though.
You know,
cinnamon
I'm not
brioche
really
French toast sounds
not a
wonderful.
Huge breakfast person.
Well, I'm a breakfast person, but not that kind of breakfast.
Oh no, that sounds like
my
really
breakfast:
good stuff.
Eggs, bacon,
it
sausage.
It is a lot. Same.
Yeah,
same.
Yeah, meat, potatoes, eggs, bacon,
yeah,
sausage.
Exactly.
That's all
yeah,
you
that's
do.
My breakfast.
Nah, and any other
anything
food
sweet?
That he eats is literally just a version of that.
Oh my
yes.
God, this sounds so good! I can't believe it is on the worst list.
Oh, bake or the brioche.
Denny's
great.
Denny's honey jalapeno bacon slam.
I'm down.
God, that sounds
know,
amazing.
Down, you know why it's probably bad is because the name Denny's is in front of it.
That
dude,
is true.
I'm sorry, but they make one of my favorite sandwiches from a restaurant.
Which one?
Superbird.
Nah, man.
Dude,
I
fucking
don't think
love
I've ever
Superbird.
Tried that one. But
I fucking love
I used to work the midnight shift there, and people would always start fires in the bathroom. And what was so weird is they would sit down, order. Then go to the bathroom and start the fire, and then come back and eat. Why wouldn't you eat, then start the fire, and leave?
Well, I'm thinking they
you
would
don't
think
have to
that,
pay, then.
Yeah, then you don't have to pay. Like, oh, we got to get out of here because there's a fire.
Yeah.
How often does this happen, by the way?
It was all
like
the time. It was midnight shift, so it was all the time. There was, nonstop
I'll tell
issues.
You what, dude. They make a fucking mean Superbird.
No, they don't.
I've never
no,
tried
they
that.
Don't.
It was delicious.
That's the most flavorless food in
dude,
the planet.
Denny's Superbird is awesome.
The only cool thing about Denny's is it was open 24 hours, and it used to have a payphone where you could call that payphone, and people used to call to that payphone all the time and pretend they were like Satan and all the other weird phone conversations.
We got weed
all the time.
From there a couple times on that number.
Probably, but that was the only thing I remember. We'd always go and play with the phone because people could call it still.
Glenn is absolutely going to agree with number 9. This is definitely probably one of the worst foods of all time. Chuck E. Cheese. Cali Alfredo pizza.
Dude, did you guys ever see the YouTube videos of they putting the pizzas back together and then even former staffers were
admitting
it?
What do you mean putting the pizzas? No! No!
And then reheating
them. Oh, I hope to God that's fake.
Shit, you not. No, they're real YouTube. What is that one famous YouTuber?
It doesn't matter if it's reheated or
not
or somebody else's. It all tastes the same.
It was absolutely horrendous food. Now, I thought it used to be good when we were kids.
No, no.
It wasn't?
No, no.
Caesarland was awesome when we were kids.
Because they used to have Little Caesar's Pizza along with it because of the Chuck E. Cheese
stuff. Yeah, Caesarland was dope. Chuck E. Cheese was disgusting.
Used to be able to grab the pizza by the crust, and then the rest of the pizza would fall off, and it would just be crust in your hand.
No, Chuck E. Cheese is absolutely terrible. Terrible, terrible. It's never been good. Stop taking my... Hang on. Glenn and I are having an issue. I need you to plug this in.
I'm looking for it, dude. Like, I'm trying to follow.
You're like ripping the mouse out of my hand.
I'm trying to follow it.
All right. Moving along, we have only a couple more on this worst list. Buffalo Wild Wings Ultimate Sampler. Yes, it was disgusting.
Well, anything from Buffalo Wild Wings.
Horrid. I actually do not leave bad reviews. I actually left a bad review for Buffalo Wild Wings.
It's a bunch of fried crap that's so frozen. Bad. What did you expect it to be?
See, but I kind of like those sample platters. You get a little bit of everything.
It's just, usually love them.
It's just Buffalo Wild crap. Wings
is disgusting. Yeah. But it's deep fried.
It's delicious.
But it's not.
I don't know about Buffalo Wild Wings.
You're pigeonholing it. It's just the same stuff everywhere, though.
Buffalo Wild Wings is gross. I'm not picky.
In general, it is.
But they cook it all together into one wad, so you got to take your fork and knife and like bust it apart. It's just so gross.
Put it all everywhere. In one.
Give me a chisel.
It's like frozen on the inside. It's horrible.
So they put it all in one basket. I think that would be just.
It's just terrible. The place it's the worst that you thing guys ever. Went
to that because I mean it's just fried food. So I don't understand how Buffalo it could be Wild any Wings, more not a terrible sponsor. Than anything else.
Then we have Perkins, the Big Country Smasher.
We haven't had a Perkins here in like 20
I don't even
years.
Know what that is.
I've never even
Westland.
Heard of it.
No, it was in Westland.
Really?
Yeah, my mom and dad
no,
met
it
there.
Wasn't.
Yes, it was.
I don't
my
think
mom
we
and
had
dad
Perkins.
Met there.
No, we had Bill Knapp's.
What's that what's that new place on Wayne Road? No, Wayne Road.
We had Silverman's.
Wayne Road before Cherry Hill, where that restaurant that always dies and
so
now
is it just
bar.
Like a diner? Like
it's like a Coney Island. It was Perkins. My parents met there. Literally, my parents.
I don't
there.
Remember that being Perkins, but okay. Anyway, Perkins so bathroom. Listen, this sounds so amazing. This is on the worst things ever list: eggs, scrambled ham, sausage, applewood smoked bacon gravy, as well as sausage gravy, cheese, tater tots, hash browns, and more.
It's I too think much
it's
gravy.
Too much.
It's a
good.
Lot of
yeah.
stuff.
Too much gravy.
Look at the picture.
It's too much potato, too much gravy.
It looks so good. It looks delicious.
It's overkill on gravy.
But you don't know that. I mean, you might get a small scoop of each kind of gravy.
I don't even eat that much at all anymore. So, like, that sounds like that would be, like, 3 days worth of food.
Did I tell you guys I had poutine for the first time?
Oh, that's good.
When we were in Niagara Falls.
That's really good.
Oh, you had real Canadian.
With cheese curds, like, real legit Canadian poutine. Yeah.
Not that shit that we call, you know, on fries over here in the States.
No, it was pretty good. It was really different than I thought it would be.
No, it's just, like, fries with potatoes and gravy and cheese.
I think it
was. So, hang on. You eat gravy on potatoes, right? Boom.
Oh, I'm not a picky eater.
It's delicious.
But my only complaint was
gravy,
the
potatoes,
fries,
cheese curds, and like pulled pork or something like that.
Ours was just cheese curds, gravy, and fries. But the fries weren't very crispy, so I would have liked
pile
to
of
see
sitting on a pile of gravy.
Right. I would have liked to see a little crispier fries, but I thought it was pretty good. It was really rich, very rich. Yeah. You can't really pound it. No.
It's a good Canadian meal, you know.
The Applebee's all-day brunch burger is number two of the worst of the worst
that's just
foods.
A bacon.
It's Applebee's again.
But no, that's what I'm saying. It's just a bacon
it is
egg
kind of
a on a burger. As I'm saying, it's not necessarily the food that's bad. It's the place that cheaps out on the ingredients to make it.
Yeah, if you have shitty bacon, you just ruin it.
Because I'm
going
to say the world, you know, worst restaurant pizza, Little Caesars. No shit, it's meant to be terrible.
Our Little Caesars is actually pretty darn good. It's solid.
Well, it's meant to be terrible. It's meant to be $5.
Ours is not terrible. Ours is like legit a decent freaking pie.
Even if it's good,
the one by our house.
I'm sure there's a decent apple
somewhere. I'm telling you, it's...
No.
The one by our house is a decent pie. And then finally, anyone want to take a guess on what the final thing is on this list?
Burger King taco?
I would try that.
They weren't bad. No, they weren't bad. They just were kind of...
I never tried it. Yeah. My son used to like when Burger King did the hot dogs.
No, hot dogs.
He
fast food hot dogs.
He loved
hot
them.
Dogs are bad enough as they
hot
are.
I think all kids like all hot dogs.
Hot dogs are disgusting.
My
I still eat those
hand
dipped corn dogs. Oh, those are
my kids love the corn dogs. Mm-hmm. All right. The number one worst, and I do believe this, however, I personally think Chuck E. Cheese is probably worse than this. Pizza Hut's bacon stuffed crust. I bet that is terrible.
I bet you, I don't know. I
fucking hate Pizza Hut.
Cheese and bacon inside.
Dude, I grew up with it for 30 years. Awful. I fucking
hate
pizza.
But it sounds like
pizza.
A cheese bread. You put bacon
no,
in.
No, have you ever had stuffed crust pizza? It's never good.
You can't hold the pizza. It just falls apart.
It's never good. The cheese is always cold. Think that it so
was
it's like.
The bacon stuffed crust pizza, I would think that it was just Pizza Hut sucks.
It is.
Correct.
Right.
And then they try to add more cheese. Because
the ideas that are on there aren't necessarily bad. Like you said, the Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah. Stuffed crust, no, it's never good. It always, Kurt is a sucker for ordering stuffed crust.
Well, that's just because Pizza Hut's
not
good, though. That's the thing. It's not that the stuffed crust isn't. It's
their breadsticks used to be the bomb, and then they switched them, and now they are terrible.
No, you got to get the actual bread.
But that was like 25.
Oh, those are delicious. Those are good. That's probably the only good thing they have left.
And they stopped selling salads now. I hate that pizza place that doesn't sell a salad.
Their salad bar, their
25 years ago, it was good. It's not the same place. It's not. It's like Denny's. Was never good.
Denny's was much better than Pizza Hut. We are never going to get a sponsor.
No, never.
Ever. We might as well find other ways.
We'll even roast
our
sponsors when they get us, yeah.
That is true.
Well, you know what it is? We actually just complain about food being crappy all the time is what it is.
And products. And grocery stores.
So why would you want to be a sponsor to a place you hate? So we're not missing out on much.
But we hate everything.
Yeah,
so,
right?
Okay.
Well, maybe. There's some stuff
maybe
we like.
Maybe the new Microsoft Xbox body wash can sponsor us.
I think that's just Xbox being proactive.
That's going to be a joke, right?
Wash your ass, kids. Come on. Once in a while, you'll get achievement points.
Nope. Xbox is partnering with the brand behind Axe.
Mm-hmm.
And they are
making
a line about, like, honest to God, I think Luke would want this.
Yeah,
I think my son would want this.
But it's going to get kids to wash their ass more. Fine with that.
No, it'll get them to make more bubbles in the tub. It'll get them to...
But that's at least attempting it. Sometimes you see at those gamer conventions and shit, if they tie something like download codes or... something to it where if you buy that,
Kurt
you get something
bought,
out of it, dude, I think
Kurt
that'll take off.
Kurt just bought Mercedes-Benz tennis shoes, so, I mean...
Well, that's what I'm saying, is if there's, like, a rewards program with buying their body wash and crap...
That would be genius.
That'll make kids
I could use my Nintendo Switch razor blades.
Yeah, right.
To shave my face, you know?
So you never know, man.
I mean, I'd
whatever
buy
gets
it
those gamer
kids
to wash their ass more is all I'm saying.
They're not going
to
do that.
You ever go to those big
They're
tournaments?
They're not doing that. Mm-mm.
Maybe with the Xbox body wash. I said maybe the Xbox is just being proactive in the situation.
Yeah.
And they're like, stop in those big convention centers. You guys are a little ripe. Here, look, we got Xbox body wash, baby.
One thing that's not happening at gaming conventions. This woman was kicked out of Golden Corral, the buffet place, for dressing too provocatively.
But
that's not happening.
Nipple tassels and a thong with some high heels on.
But legally, isn't it? You just can't show your butthole, your actual vagina, and your nipples.
No, that's what I said.
Okay, let me explain her
outfit.
That's
exactly what I said. Nipple tassels, a thong.
She is.
Oh, that's her? Okay.
She's plump.
Blue hair.
She has really short hair. She has a really.
Oh, that's too provocative.
She has a very tight. Striped red and white tank top.
It's a bad outfit, but it's not
super
provocative.
But the thing is, her midriff is showing, but not because the top is short. It's because she's large.
If she wasn't 260 pounds,
then that top would cover her.
She's big. I've seen way bigger than that, wearing way worse than that.
Her shorts look like they're about fingertip length. So
this is bad promo for Golden Corral, by the way, because she's not like dressing slutty.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I was expecting
it.
I even wrote slutty. It's not slutty at all.
No, she really isn't.
Not even provocatively. It looks like she has a bad outfit
on. Yeah, she...
That's all.
For her size, she's wearing clothing that's probably a little too small.
Yeah, that's it.
But it's not that she's intentionally trying to show off her stomach. Believe me, this chick is not intentionally trying to show off a bunch of skin.
No.
She's just big. That's all.
She's just a big girl. Like, I mean, if you're at a Golden Corral, I'm not thinking that you're wearing a... tuxedo or anything, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So what, I mean, I'm sure that it's about a step up over pajama pants and a little top.
I think that's better than wearing pajamas to a public place.
I was even just saying this yesterday, wearing basketball shorts is not acceptable unless you're playing basketball in
public.
Or
you're a kid.
Or
Yeah. Like, if, like, my or sons kid, have yeah. the my full Nike hookup, the so they have the Nike t-shirt and the Nike... But you're not an adult that needs
pockets and an ID and a wallet and money.
Oh, I don't wear basketball shorts. No.
No, you're a woman. I'm sorry, but no woman should wear basketball shorts. Not even I mean, unless
you're...
Basketball.
No, if you're
nope,
actually
even
playing
basketball should not
then
wear
Then what are they
shorts.
Supposed to wear? Daisy Dukes?
Have you watched the LFO?
So sexist.
Yeah, right.
All right, moving along before Glenn gets himself in trouble.
Right.
This man did get himself in trouble. He hid a Wi-Fi camera in a Starbucks bathroom.
Oh, that was
in
right
Allen
down here.
Park.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Right. Another crazy
Allen
Michigan
Park, Michigan.
Story.
Okay, and it was underneath the lid.
The lid. So he was getting a shot.
An undershot.
Of the piss coming out.
Right, and whatever.
Or whatever else.
But
yeah.
like I'm saying is, I don't know. If I'd even want to, like, retrieve that camera no. that's there. But what are you going to do? You're going to literally be seeing people taking dumps? Like, yeah. that is...
Well, I heard of the whole pee fetish thing. I don't understand it. But it's like kind of like a gynecologist. For every one pussy you get to see, you got to go through 100 awful ones.
Well, the
but
same...
But you're not really getting to enjoy a crotch shot. They're pissing all over the camera.
And what more than likely
oh,
happened...
Oh, they're peeing on the camera?
The camera is directly... It's clipped to the toilet seat lid on the underside pointing up.
Yeah. Oh, he's just watching the
well,
screen.
The thing, too, like the karma about it is...
He's literally live streaming.
Since they've had Starbucks has changed their policy where it's just like a community meeting center and it sells coffee there too, or anybody can go in there. I don't know about anyone else's, but the Starbucks I go to, which is I guess Detroit and Royal Oak one, is just filled with homeless people.
Again, not a sponsor. Because
they can't kick them out.
No, that's not even a thing. It's just a bunch of homeless
right,
people.
Right, no, it's true. It's
they're
absolutely
everywhere.
True.
And they're always in the nice chairs, and I have to sit on, like, the side of the wall that doesn't have a plug.
I no longer go to Starbucks because it's not cheap. It's good, but Tim it's Hortons like is just as good.
You don't have good taste in coffee at all. I can tell what? You that. No, him. No. Starbucks
no,
coffee is
good.
Delicious,
no,
man.
No, it, for the price, there
are
so
drink,
many
Folgers?
Other places.
Maxwell House, buddy.
Folgers is actually a really good
Maxwell
coffee.
House.
Folgers
day,
is a good
day.
Basic coffee.
Every
but
day.
Now,
basic coffee. You hit
with
it on the
like
head.
The inventions of Keurig and the Ninja and all that, you can make a really awesome cup of
but
coffee at home.
What I was getting at is now that it's that big homeless mecca that's always there is that's basically what you're gonna get in that crotch shot of a toilet camera is a bunch of homeless people using the bathroom.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're gonna
that
see somebody
true.
Like taking a bath, washing up a little
oh
bit.
Oh my god!
Gonna, that's
yeah.
what they're gonna get on there. So that's the karma about it. Karma is what I was trying to say. Is now that they switched that all around. Is they're probably just going to get a bunch of homeless dudes taking dumps.
That freaking Wi-Fi cam is tiny, by the way. Producer Robin's got the picture of it.
Oh, I see
it. You would still notice
yeah.
that black thing
on the white porcelain
onto
toilet.
The, yeah, exactly.
Well, the women don't lift up the seat, right?
But you could see the little like, thing
oh, no,
looking up at you.
You're not really paying attention.
You,
I don't use stalls.
Okay, let me explain this. In the women's
Ooh,
bathroom,
no,
the toilets are never flushed. So you have to first flush the toilet, in which case you look down, you would see it. I mean, unless
okay,
you're
so
that
that's
oblivious.
That's where our disconnect is, Glenn. Like, women have to use public stalls all the time. I never do. Like, I'm just like, I'll
go outside or the urinal.
I'll go out, and I'll dig a hole outside, or I'm going to go home. That's it. Like,
you
I'm
don't
not,
actually dig a hole. You just piss on the neighbor's bush.
No, I'm saying if
you're
I had to use a stall,
a
I would. I pee in stalls all the time, but I never have to lift the lid.
No,
yeah,
I don't even touch it.
Yeah,
I don't
right.
flush.
It's
I don't
big
touch.
Enough open.
Yeah.
No, I kick the flush thing.
You're
on
nice
there.
Enough to do that.
It.
I don't.
Wait,
why
you
would
can...
you do that? Even man, that's terrible too, man.
What?
He doesn't flush the toilets when he's in public.
Fuck no,
you
I'm
don't?
Not touching those things.
Like,
you use
I'm
your foot.
So sick.
Even my
yes,
foot.
You
then
use
I
your
drag
foot.
That around my house. Yeah. You're
what do you think
oh
you're walking
God.
In the bathroom as?
Exactly.
Is.
Exactly.
Wrong buzzer for you.
One
Glenn.
Minus point for you.
Yeah.
On
piss off.
Yeah. Speaking of weird and disgusting, dad busted for marrying his daughter after jealous competition with half sister.
Wait.
Yes.
Wait.
I submitted that one. Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
They're like, can we just go through that title again?
Sure.
Because it was a lot to take.
Just
in.
One more time, all right? I wish we had a drum roll.
Dad busted for marrying his daughter after jealous competition with half-sister.
What is this competition? This is the worst competition I think I've ever heard.
Travis Fieldgrove, 40 years old, was tracked down by daughter Samantha, who's 21, after pleading with her mom to tell her who her real dad was. She was allegedly motivated to get intimate over a jealous competition with her half-sister to see who to see who could have sex with their father first.
What the hell?
Like, the father-daughter relationship.
Can you imagine the conversations? Could you imagine the conversations?
This has got to be Florida.
Around the campfire? I'm
Hall
guessing.
County.
Oh, Nebraska.
Yeah. That's,
it says Nebraska.
There's not a lot going on in Nebraska.
There's like five dudes.
The father-daughter relationship.
There's a lot of dudes. There's not a lot of girls.
Okay.
Well, this guy had two girls.
It's his daughters.
Well, yeah.
They're not his girls. They're
literally his girls. They're his little girls. The relationship had turned sexual by September of last year, and the pair married on October 1st. So I guess what's important.
Remember when all those people were talking about gay rights ruining the sanctity of marriage? What about marrying your daughter? Like, that doesn't do it. So, I don't know. It's just so, where can you legally get married? Or is that just some internet-ordained minister that you
think she was banging him and calling him daddy and, like,
yes,
he was, like,
because
into
that
it?
Is
and
so
he was, like,
right.
into it?
God.
Like, oh, shit.
Yeah, 100% he was into it because that's,
he's
you know.
Smacking
he didn't know,
her ass
though, but
saying,
he didn't
you're
know.
A bad girl.
Did he know, though? I don't
yes,
think he knew.
He knew.
Yes, he knew.
It's
absolutely
just two daughters.
He knew. They're his daughters.
But they tracked him down after 20 years. I don't think he knew. He just dipped out.
There was, like, that movie Old Boy. You ever see that? Where a guy gets locked away for like 20 years. Like some people just kept him captive. And he breaks out of it finally. And he gets through there and he meets a girl and he's talking to her. And then they, you know, they get physical or whatever. And then they end up falling for each other. And then later on they find out that's his daughter 20 years later.
Mm. That's so messed up.
That
yeah, really messed
rough.
Up. Yeah.
That is
that was just part of the movie.
Rough.
Yeah, how would that? How would you feel about that? But this situation in Nebraska is nothing like that.
He went to jail for 2 years.
2 years.
See, I would have guessed Idaho for
one
this.
One for each daughter, I'm guessing.
I would really hope that there would be some sort of like...
Castration.
Yeah, I didn't want to say castration because it hurts to say it as a man.
It
sometimes.
Does. I shriveled when you said it.
He shouldn't be able... Oh, there they are. Wow. Their eyes are a lot further apart than I thought they would be. I thought they'd be closer together.
We are looking at
they
pictures
look like a normal
of
family.
The dad and his daughters. And
oh, my God. So he knew. Yeah, this is
oh,
way more
Oh, he totally
more
knew
because
those two kids look like each other and him. They look like him.
Oh, my God. There's
I'm
like
guessing,
family photos. This is messed up,
yeah,
man.
There's family photos, but the daughter is a little bit flirty in the photos.
Oh, yeah, she's hanging all
I'm
over
guessing
dad.
She's the one that won the competition.
On see, I was thinking he was like a dad that dipped out when the mom got pregnant, and then they're like, we're going to get back at dad by doing this?
You
like,
think
this
they had a threesome, or you think it was just bang one daughter at a time?
At what point in your life you're like, well, my daughters are hitting on me, so
at
I
what
bet you I could bang?
Yeah, that's what I was just gonna say.
So
at
I'll
what point
first.
Does someone say I'm gonna bang daddy first, and then you say, all right, bet?
I'm a bang daddy first. When we go find out, let's bang them together.
Yeah, that is so
like,
weird.
And then dad's like, wow, well, I'm knee deep in pussy, but it's my daughter's.
Well,
what if he knocked
one off? I don't
think
he would tell
anyone. That's
what
anyone I'm hoping. Like, castration is why
daughters.
That needs to happen in situations like that. If you're willingly and knowingly impregnating your own kids.
Well, as far as we know, no one got pregnant. But they
oh,
might
you
as
know
well
that's just
be.
Shortly down the line.
Yeah, absolutely.
He ain't wearing a rubber this
Wait,
year.
Who's the rebound guy after dad?
Oh, Uncle how John? Do you explain
do
that?
Do you just like peace out from the family, right?
And Grandpa
you
Tim?
Date? No, I'm saying you go out
how
dating.
How weird
right?
are weddings?
Who's your ex boyfriend? My dad.
Real awkward Thanksgiving dinner.
I'm daddy's girl.
I'm kind of a daddy's girl.
Yeah.
When I say kind of, I mean really.
Oh my God! All right.
Well, Nebraska, making us all proud. America.
Mm-hmm. Now it is time for Glenn's favoriteest
God.
Part of the
Let me
podcast
guess what it is.
Ever.
It has to be Top Class Action Lawsuits.
It is. It's Top Class Actions. All right. So we're going to start off with an awesome lawsuit that you, our listeners, might be able to participate in. Because these are class actions, if you hear a lawsuit that you think you are also a victim.
And we just sit back and try to figure out if it seems like a legit lawsuit or not.
Yep, yep. So, if you hear a lawsuit that you think you want to participate in, go to topclassactions.com. You can also find the links in the show notes. All right, so this first class action. Have you guys seen that Parquet spray butter? Comes in a little blue jar.
Oh, absolutely. I used to use I Can't Believe It's Not spray butter all the time, too. That's and the Parquet
basically
one.
What this is.
It became this new thing for a minute because it was a big deal. Lessen the fat and calories from actually using margarine or butter
right.
even more by just watering it down and putting it in spray form for your toast.
It's convenient as hell for eggs.
It was like spray painting your toast.
I use it for eggs.
Do you spray paint your toast with
I never spray
it?
Paint
or
my
you
toast
use it
with
to
it.
Spray
yeah,
your pan.
I use this pan for eggs, yeah.
But don't ever spray your toast before you put it into the toaster. We've already learned that was not a good idea.
If you don't know that, you should point. Not, yes.
Don't sit on your stove, either.
No, not on your stove. Right okay, up. Well, this class action is because it claims to be zero fat and zero calories. However, if you use enough of it, there actually are calories and fat in it.
So if you down the bottle?
Well, if you drink enough non-alcoholic beer, you can get a buzz.
This
is
true.
It's got 0.05 in it.
Not only that, but the serving size they tell you on the back, one spray, is not an adequate serving for anything.
No,
it's not adequate for a piece of toast.
15 sprays.
How many sprays do you put on your eggs?
Mine just go until the pan fills.
Okay, so it's over one spray.
Yes. Oh, it's a hold down. It's
spray painting. We're not talking about Pam. We're talking about the spray, not the spray
butter. Oh, the spritzer one?
Yeah,
yes, the spritzer one.
The
correct.
Spritzer yeah. one. Yes. Okay.
That's what it's kind of like
but
spray
no
painting.
But no one
here.
Does.
Yeah, that would be
one
about
spray.
six sprays.
Six sprays at least.
Yeah. I used to lay into that thing. Yeah. Like.
Or if you have a baked potato, you're going to have to take off the top and just start dumping. You're not going
to
be able to
I never use it to eat it. Yeah, I never use it to eat it, but I use it to coat things. I use it to coat my grill, too.
Regardless,
green beans, broccoli, you spray it on after the top too.
It's all chemicals though, so don't buy it. It's
better to have natural fat. It's not even
anywho,
margarine, right?
So, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's just flavoring, which is why it's fat free and calorie free.
Flavor glow.
Anywho, so if you bought it because you and Robin are trying to lose some weight and you see fat free, calorie free, and then you find out one spray isn't possible. Therefore, you're actually intaking just as many calories as butter. Would you be pissed? Because no. It's advertised as fat-free
even
calorie
though that's the reason you bought it.
It is spray butter.
But it's the reason you bought it because you're
it
obviously
looking.
It is spray
butter.
But you bought it for the reason of being spray butter, but it's not what it says it is. But yet you'd be okay
with
that.
How many sprays until it's calories? How many sprays?
It doesn't say,
shocking.
It's more than...
I'm guessing half the damn bottle and then...
No,
well,
they
put
I'm seriously
unrealistic serving sizes
they do.
On the back.
Just
is
like
what
everything.
And then, so they can claim zero calorie and zero fat. Yeah.
Right.
When in actuality, it's not. Like, I Can't Believe It's Not Butter never used to say that. Because I remember I used to look back and they'd be like, 15 grams of fat per 7 sprays. So 15 sprays, I should be good.
Yeah.
So it's just the false advertising on the packaging is what it is.
Yep, see them. Worth $10,000.
No. Okay, so
well,
you
lying
don't
to people in advertising. I don't
how
get
is
why
that
you
lying?
Think that's okay.
It says use one spray and it's calorie free. You use one spray, it's calorie free. The fact that your fat ass can't cover the pan
but
doesn't
it's
matter.
Not
you could also say
that.
It flies in the air because if you throw it in the air and you look, it's also flying. So
well,
it
didn't
like
break out wings.
Butter.
It's not telling you the amount of calories and fat
it
for
does
five
for
sprays.
One sprays.
There's zero. One spray is zero.
You also
it
don't
doesn't
get any
say.
Butter,
yeah. It doesn't say if you spray 5 times, it's 10 grams of fat.
So it should say for 48 sprays, this is how much it
yes.
is?
Yes.
Or so at least...
That list would be fucking forever long. What are you talking about?
Because the packaging is deceiving.
It is. Very deceptive.
So if you're fat as fuck and you're still fat as fuck, you can make some
or
money.
Or it should say...
How about you buy a car that breaks immediately or doesn't move?
Get a warranty.
I don't get why you think lying in advertising is okay.
I don't think it's lying. It said one spray is zero calories. One spray is zero calories.
False.
How is that
one
lying?
One spray isn't enough to use the product.
For you or for who?
For anyone.
If you got a pile
you
of green beans.
Said,
if you have a pile of green beans, it's like 6 green beans. You spray it one time. It covers all the damn green beans.
If you're having only 6 green beans, you're not eating the food pyramid. That's not a proper serving.
I'm just saying.
Hey, or if you buy an album or music
they said one spray
that says
is
Garth
zero calories.
Brooks, but you get it and it's Fergie instead, you'd be okay with that
but
too.
But one song is Garth Brooks, so it's technically not lying.
I'm just saying,
it's
if you buy something that it says is what it is.
It says one spray is zero calories,
so
because it doesn't say that 48 sprays.
It's a legit lawsuit.
I think it's bullshit.
I do agree with Pat on this one.
It says one spray on the fucking label.
Okay. Next up.
It says one spray on the label, right? It's zero calories. One spray is zero calories. How is that lying? How is it fucking lying?
It's being
send the hate mail, please.
It's
send
being
the hate mail.
Purposely deceptive.
It is.
How?
It should say it says you one need spray. At least six sprays to use this product.
Who says you need it?
Okay, if one spray is zero calories, three sprays should also be zero calories.
Do the math on that. How many calories would three sprays be if one is zero?
What I'm saying is they usually, what,
like
they're
a
saying
calorie and a half?
They shrank the serving size down on purpose to put some, a label on the front of it just to trick people into buying something that is deceptive.
How is it deceptive? They literally say
I just
one
explained
spray
it
is
to
zero
you.
Calories.
I just
one
explained
is zero,
it.
Pat. And you spray right, once, it's zero.
Let's move to the next one
but
because
then why
we're getting
is it
nowhere.
Two also zero? Okay, anyway. How do you feel about Walmart Pharmacy sending you unwanted text messages?
Don't like it.
It's appalling.
Okay, so this time you are kind of agreeing.
Is it on purpose?
Well,
give me the backstory.
Well, this is what happens. So you get a prescription filled at Walmart, and then they start essentially spamming you. First, they're like, reply needed. To begin receiving automated messages on your prescriptions, please reply yes. To decline, reply stop. So you reply yes. Then they say, terms and conditions are available at walmart.com/alert terms. Then they send another text, message and data rates may apply. Then they send another text saying, do you need help? If so, reply help. If you don't want these text messages, reply stop. But then this goes on and on every single day. They're sending you stuff. Even
do you guys ever reply to those when they ask you for information?
Yes, when it says,
I never
no, not for asking for my information. If you want this to stop, text in.
Same.
I do that every time.
I don't even respond to them. Yeah, I never respond
to
them.
Well, they're going to continue to keep texting you then.
So how many texts are too many for a company to be sending about the identical topic?
I think two is the max limit. Do you want this to stop? Yes or no? Yes. This has stopped. Done.
They typed yes because they want the continued messages.
Right. The person wants prescription updates. They don't want terms and conditions. They don't want, do you need help?
I don't want ads
text
either.
This to that. Right.
I don't want any more ads. They're just trying to data mine you even more is what
That's
it is.
That's all it is.
Yeah,
and you
for
typed
sure.
yes because you want them to give you more messages. So you're an idiot.
No,
about
I said no.
About your prescription.
Constantly.
To know when it's ready to pick up and stuff?
Yeah, right. Instead of having to guess or just go wait in line.
You don't agree with this one either?
Nope. Not even a little bit.
I mean, I think there
should
be
a limit. Well, the robocalling stuff too. Yeah, you shouldn't be able to text me 15 times.
No, I don't think you should, but...
Actually, there is
They're
a
going
robocall.
To unless you make
the
them
robo-
stop.
Well, you use... Do you use Grubhub?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a Grubhub class action because it says the robocalls are absolutely out of control.
No, I thought they were helpful.
Like, what are they talking about exactly?
I don't know. Well, the one time I've had to deal with the robocalls is if something got screwed up, something was late or something like that, you didn't have to deal with a person. You dealt with a computer calling you and it did all of its stuff and it was
like
done.
Just like the prescription thing telling you your script will be ready in 15 minutes.
Well, they asked you, what do you want to do? Do you want to do this or this? And I said this. Okay, we'll let the guy know. And I mean, that was fine. It wasn't like too much. It was only because they've never called me unless I went in to the app and selected the help thing.
Okay.
So, I mean, they've never called
me
unwarranted.
So they've never robo-called you?
Yeah, they've never done it to me, no.
Oh, well, this lawsuit is saying that 10% of the calls Grubhub makes to one person are to ensure that Grubhub has consent to call. So they're calling you, harassing you to make sure they can keep calling you.
Yeah, well, they ask you at least.
That's a dick move.
But 10%
of the calls, when your food shows up outside, and then they say, hey, can we call you again? And you say no. That's all it is. Yeah. That's not that bad. I wouldn't think that that's a... That's a lawsuit.
Yeah, I mean, well, worst case scenario, just block the number.
Yeah, or you can just opt out of it when it does that.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Because, like, certain robocalls, like the one on the Grubhub or the ones that for Amazon or anything like that, it's to help assist you do something. I also deal with robocallers that call me back from when I'm trying to pay bills to, like, DTE and stuff. Those ones are fine. It's the 7,000 other ones I get all day long that have no purpose other than to try to scam me into something.
Yeah.
Are the ones I have problems with.
Right, right.
So
if you are legitimately calling me over an actual thing, like,
and it doesn't have to be a person, and I can just deal with the program, that's fine.
Right. We had ordered, I'm not sure if it was Grubhub, but it was one of those food delivery places, and we got Mexican, and apparently I didn't pick if I wanted chicken or beef, so they called about that. That was totally legit. I'm happy they yes, called.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, yeah.
But don't ever, I mean, that's the exact opposite of what I don't like about robocalls. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So certain ones are totally fine with that. I'll be all right. So, Glenn, who won the podcast today?
I got the final score. Karma kicked our ass.
Woo! Oh, did she? Hooray! Ooh. I'm so happy.
It was a score of three bells for Karma, and Pat, we each got one.
What are you going to do with all this, like, what'd you win?
I won bragging rights.
What are you going to do with all your bragging rights? You going to take them home with you?
I got to tally up all these podcasts, by the way. See who's the podcast champion.
You do.
We
got
to find out at the end of the first season. We'll find out who won the entire way around.
Next April. One victor. That is awesome.
Probably
we should have like
do
a little
January
trophy
or something like that. Start the new year off with it.
I like it. So every 12 podcasts then, right?
No.
Oh, no.
That'd be once a month.
I totally, you're right. Yeah, we don't want
like
that.
Every like 48.
Right.
Damn, that's going to be a lot, guys.
That does work, though.
All right, sign us out,
Pat.
All right, if you want to get a hold of us, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at filthfromthe80s.
Send us your opinions. What did you like?
Hate mail. Hate mail. I want hate mail.
We really, really want to get hate mail. The thing is that they have to listen all the way to the end to find out they can give us hate mail at productsofpublicschool@gmail.com. You can also find us on Google Play Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify,
TuneIn.
Everywhere
we are.
And Google Play.
And you
too.
Can't find us where we're not.
That is true, Glenn.
For Karma, Glenn, myself, and producer Robin, we apologize for everything, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Peace.